Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
According to the DHS review, state voter rolls, and public records, they identified approximately 278,000 non-citizens who are registered to vote in federal elections. Since Democrat states refuse to share their voter files, the real number is actually much higher than that. Yet, even this limited analysis found more than 250,000 foreigners illegally registered to vote. Put together, these disclosures reveal an election system so broken and so vulnerable that no one can possibly defend it. It is not defensible. Hundreds of millions of U.S. voter files are in the hands of foreign governments. Our machines and ballot counting systems are exposed to hacking and manipulation and corruption. China and
okay,
other
folks,
countries.
Understand that when he says, when he's talking about the 278,000 foreign voters on our rolls, that's just in 4 states. Let that sink in. That's just in 4 states. Keep in mind, right now, Donald Trump's locked in a court death match with every Democrat-controlled state in this country and several others that are not, they're purple states, but Democrats either control the Board of Election at the state level or the Secretary of State's office, which is usually over those voter rolls. They will not turn them over. Why? Because there's 25 to 30 million dead, fake, ghost illegal immigrant voters on those rolls. We know that number. I got that number from Chuck Schumer. He's preparing his sheeple to learn it. But what just happened in New Jersey is massive. It's huge. So after Trump's completely and totally accurate speech, which, by the way, this idea, China's been hacking stuff. And they've been hacking boards of election. That's a lie, the media said. Really? Here's during the Biden administration, Biden's own director of national security, Avril Haines, under oath. And what did she say?
And of course, the most significant foreign actors who engage in foreign influence activity directed at the United States in relation to our elections are Russia, are the People's Republic of China, or PRC, and Iran.
That was 2024. It was an election security hearing. Cool. Who else said it? Because right now you can't say it. The media's saying, well, now it's fake. China. No, they'd never do that. But here's Joe Biden in a debate with Trump in 2020.
It's been overwhelmingly clear this election, I won't even get into the last one, this election, that Russia has been involved, China has been involved to some degree, and now we learn that Iran is involved. They will pay a price if I'm elected.
Oh, but they got him elected, so he just forgot about it after that. But back to the subject. So after Trump laid that out, 278,000 voters in just 4 states. By the way, folks, that's only the foreign nationals. That's not the ghost voters, the fake voters, the double registered voters, the dead voters, all of those people, right? We're just the foreign nationals and illegal immigrants. 4 states. four states. Democrats laughed at Trump, mocked him, said, come on, there's no illegal immigrants on the rolls. We wouldn't. Here, 4 days later, four business days after that speech, is crooked Democrat New Jersey Governor Mickey Sherrill going, okay, maybe there's 6,600 illegals. Oops. But it was just a software glitch.
It's unacceptable that the vendor released software with such a glaring error. It's unacceptable that the MVC took a year to get this issue fixed. And it's unacceptable that no one in the previous administration brought this to light.
Uh-huh. But like, as we know, because Democrats tell us so, it must be true. None of these people ever vote, right, Mickey?
Initial analysis shows that fewer than 400 newly registered individuals voted in an election due to this software error.
Now they're telling us ain't no big deal. It didn't change any races, sure. Here's the problem, folks. The software company just responded. Ademia, they're French. And they said, our software doesn't check whether these people are, there was no glitch. We don't even have a part of the program that checks if they're legally registered. Who did it? You ready for this? The Division of Elections manually approved, by hand they mean, manually approved over 6,000 foreigners to vote in New Jersey. They say they can't do that. There's no software glitch. There's no accident. Their software couldn't do it. And they say in their statement, the Division of Elections did. In other words, it is, they say, the duty of the Division of Elections to check the citizenship and that these people manually registered them anyway. It has nothing to do with their software. That's a lie. So this is the company that she claims made the error that the Democrat New Jersey governor says, it's an error. Yeah, it's a mistake. Oops. They said, no, you guys did it. Democrats did it. You guys registered him to vote. Well, Trump is out this morning with a new statement. It's not 6,600. It's 35,000, at least. In a Trump Truth Social post, he writes, 35,152 is the new number just released by Homeland Security of non-citizens registered to vote in New Jersey. These are just the ones that got caught. The real numbers will prove to be many times this amount. Remember, they won't give him the internal. This is just him using the public files and running them against Department of Homeland Security databases. Okay, 35,000, he says, is the new number just released by Homeland. Keep in mind, that's just non-citizens, okay? That's not fakely registered ghost voters. That's not dead voters. That's not double voters. That's not voters who move, but Democrats are still voting for them. Do you know what we're going to find? Let me tell you how this is going to go. That 400 who voted, we're going to start getting it into them. And you know what we're going to find out? They didn't vote. This is the first they've heard of it. I'm telling you, folks, Democrats are voting for them. And there's thousands, tens of thousands. This is the beginning. The end could come quickly if we could get these Republican traitors in the Senate to pass the SAVE Act. Folks, this is the beginning of the end for the voter fraud. We just don't let up. Trump doubling down overnight saying, yeah, that the 6,000, that's only the beginning. It's actually 35,000 that we found in New Jersey. But here's the problem. If you look at the New Jersey voter rolls, there's 200,000 more people registered to vote in New Jersey than there are adults, legal adults of voting age, total. Let me say that again. There's 200,000 more people registered in New Jersey than there are legal adults of voting age. Trump's saying it's at least 35,000. And that's, folks, just the non-citizens. So far, they said, no, there's none. That's crazy. That guy Trump's nuts. Okay, it might be 6,000. And Trump's now going, no, it's 35. And the company that they said there was a software glitch is saying, no, there's no glitch. Our software doesn't even do that. No, the Board of Elections approved them manually. We had nothing to do with it. Look, the governor of New Jersey knows that. They're in a panic. Folks, drip, drip, drip. Drip.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Serious question, Lee.
Okay.
Is the FBI covering for China?
That's a very serious question.
Working to further the interests of China because, for the time being, they are the same interest that the Democrat Party has? It's a serious question we need to begin to ask. After the latest story broke, remember our friend Peter Daszak?
Yeah.
President of Echo Health Alliance?
Yeah.
Worked for more than 15 years in collaboration with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, otherwise known as the Chief Bioweapons Lab of the People's Liberation Army of China, in other words, the Communist Party's army. Doing what? Gain of function research after it had been banned. So it's 2021. Biden is in office. And Daszak is returning to the U.S. from China through JFK Airport. What was he doing in China? Well, he'd been there throughout the duration of COVID. Yeah, the very place that the virus leaked from after he sought, you know, the funding to transfer the technology. And DARPA, our Pentagon, said, oh, hell no, we're not giving you that. That's too dangerous. So he just went to another agency and Fauci gave it to him. So he's been there the whole time, right? He's been hanging out at the Wuhan lab because, you know, like everybody does that. That's totally normal. So Customs and Border Patrol had been investigating this guy for a while, noted he was traveling, noted all of his connections, his history of gain of function research. And upon his return to the U.S., they planned to interview him as part of their long-running investigation. Most especially, they were concerned about stopping him because they believed he would be carrying biological samples back on the trip to the U.S. In fact, they had a whole battery of questions planned for him, Customs and Border Patrol, and to search everything on him. So the guy shows up, sting operation commences. And who pops up out of nowhere? The FBI. Refused to allow Customs and Border Patrol to ask Daszak any more questions and whisk him away. So Customs and Border Patrol is never able to do a physical search of Daszak, but also to sit down and ask him the questions. We have the list they had planned to ask. Where in China did Daszak go? Where did he stay? Who did he work with the People's Liberation of Army of China? You know, what was he doing there? Did his team visit there? Did his team visit the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention? What areas did they inspect? What team did they meet with? Remember, Echo Health Alliance partnered with Metabiota, the only company from the U.S. allowed to work inside the actual Chinese military lab called Wuhan. A company that existed because Hunter Biden provided $30 million worth of startup capital for it via Rosemont Seneca. We still don't know who gave it to Hunter since Hunter's never had a real job. See all the little bits and pieces coming together here?
Yeah,
it's a little chilling, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, we'll never know the answers to any of these questions because the FBI intervened. The same FBI, by the way, so they knew all about, hey, we better go pick up Pete there before Customs and Border Patrol asks too many questions. That would be the same FBI that said, oh, Wuhan lab, we don't assess it came from there. We don't know anything about that. Okay, put all this together, shall we, with what we've just seen in the last week, the incredible, mind-blowing declassified data. If you want to see the actual documents, you can just go down my X feed, where the FBI assesses, in another case so helpful to China, that, oh, by the way, yeah, we think that China's hacking boards of elections to create fake driver's licenses, to create fraudulent ballots for mass mail-in voting to help Joe Biden. They assessed that, Lee, in their own writing. left it classified, and then buried it so it wouldn't end up in the presidential daily brief, and then turned and 180 lied to Congress about it.
Yeah.
That FBI, including with one agent writing in an email, "I'm running a shadow government inside the FBI," specifically talking about, hey, let's keep this data a secret. The same FBI that scrubbed, and we still haven't seen these yet, the records of the interviews with whistleblowers who went to local FBI offices, enterprising agents, interviewed them, and they were warning, listen, China is stealing this election. They are running mass mail-in ballots, absentee ballot fraud schemes. The FBI shut down that investigation and deleted it off the server so it couldn't be...
Could be searched for, yeah.
Yeah, it couldn't be searched for. It couldn't be subpoenaed.
Yep.
Okay, sure. I mean, at some point, we've got to begin at, like, is there a rogue... something organization inside the FBI?
Maybe a shadow government, Tara.
Well, I mean, you know, and when the people call it a shadow government. Yes.
The people who are casting the shadows call it a shadow government.
You actually write, hey, I'm running a shadow government. And you, if you go down my X feed, right, like just over the last week, I mean, you can see it went far and wide because, of course, the NSA would know all this, right? So, I mean, there's emails in there with, you know, NSA management telling NSA employees to keep this out of the presidential daily brief, to move the evidence of the intel that China's doing this hacking, creating these licenses, creating the massive absentee ballot fraud, like just keep it out of the regular stream of intel, could ya? In other words, cover it up. An NSA employee, this is just one of the emails that Trump released, being told by an unelected bureaucrat to hide Chinese interference in our elections from the duly elected president of the United States in an email. I mean, they're just casual about it. And this is incredible to read. This is the FBI's internal assessment. Subject: Chinese government production and export of fraudulent U.S. driver's licenses to Chinese sympathizers in the United States in order to create tens of thousands of fraudulent mail-in ballots, votes for U.S. presidential candidate Joe Biden in late August 2020. I mean, it doesn't get clearer than that.
Yeah.
Right there, declassified. Media's like, we can't see it. We are blind. They can't hide from this. I mean, they can't. It's out. But what are we going to do about it?
Yeah. And will anybody pay attention to it?
Right. And I want to know, what I want to see is Nikki Flores in handcuffs, because she's the one who wrote that she was running a shadow government. Quote, I'm basically running a shadow government across the FBI at this point. She's working for Microsoft now in risk protection, specifically Chinese risk protection. So I'm sure they've gotten everything inside Microsoft, by the way, until Pete Hegseth stopped it, remember, included running the Pentagon servers in China. So they got all our military secrets because we're just that stupid. So, just backing up for a minute here, okay? This is the serious question. Was the FBI working to further the interests of China, Lee? Okay, think about what else happened here, okay? What was the absolute proof that China was paying the Biden family? Because remember, we had those two IRS whistleblowers. They had them dead to rights. They were laundering the money. In fact, China was laundering the money for the Biden family because they were too stupid to launder it themselves. All of that was on the laptop, right? Yep. They had him. And remember, Bill Barr shut that investigation down and gagged both IRS agents who later testified before Congress, right? They couldn't talk about it until just before the last election. Okay, so what did they do? Well, all the evidence of that was on Hunter Biden's laptop. What did the FBI do? Think about this in terms of this, the whole theme of this segment, the FBI aiding China's coup on America. They hid Hunter Biden's laptop. Remember, they had it in 2019, not 2020 when we heard about it, 2019. They had it tagged with a code for money laundering investigation. They had the whole thing. They knew Joe Biden was owned. What did they do? They hid it. Remember, they went to the computer repair shop to try to intimidate the owner to stop talking about it?
Mm-hmm.
They hid the laptop. Then what did the FBI do? They censored the journalist, specifically the New York Post, who would not retract that story. And we would later find out that they were what? They were inside of X. They were inside of Facebook. Remember, Mark Zuckerberg later apologized for censoring that laptop story. Do you remember it got so bad that they shut down the New York X feed?
Yeah.
Because Jack Dorsey owned X then, not Elon Musk.
Yeah.
They shut down the X feed of the New York Post. The New York Post refused to take the story down or admit it was fake. Do you remember what else they did? Facebook did the same thing, limited the circulation because they were saying what? FBI was saying it was Russian disinformation. Now, are you ready for this? Who was behind the claim it was Russian disinformation? Who put that out there? Who was the person who briefed Congress and then, you know, leaked the briefing? Ah, it's Russian disinformation. That laptop's fake. Who was that? Of all the employees who work for the FBI, say it with me, Nikki Flores. Wait, the same person who wrote, and I quote, "I am running a shadow government." Yeah, that'd be her. Gosh, it comes together so nicely. Mm-hmm. We don't need to. And the problem with the Trump administration, they've got so many things going right. They spend one day on this stuff, drop it, and walk off. Yeah. And we need to dig into this. Now, remember what else the FBI hid, Lee? Aside from, you know, framing Trump for Russia collusion fakely, they hid the intel. They buried those Chinese bioweapons labs operating illegally. Remember, a Democrat congressman finally had to call the FBI because the county officials kept calling and saying, look, we've got a bio lab here. It's a Chinese bio lab. It was deadly pathogens in here. There's mice bred to spread them. They're incredibly expensive. Can you come out? And the FBI wouldn't return their phone calls. And then remember what happened. Congressman, Democrat congressman had to get involved. They finally came out, came and took all the samples. And remember what they did with them? Passed a lot of them on to the CDC. They all disappeared. They destroyed them. Then we found out this past year that the guy who was running those, there was two of them. One of them had that bioweapons lab right up the road from a major Air Force base. The FBI knew about it and just left it. We only found out about it because a renter staying there complained. So you got the FBI allowing bioweapons labs on our soil, censoring the Biden laptop, helping the FBI to steal elections. Helping China to steal elections. Folks, where are these people? Are they still inside the FBI?
Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, "Is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar?" I said, "Sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious." He said, "I think that might be it."
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.